Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. Steelers Wheel stuck in the middle of with you. And we are broadcasting from WGN Radio in Chicago, in Illinois, the middle of everything.
Yes, that is our new slogan for the state of Illinois. And Illinois is going to be represented at the Rose Bowl Parade this year on January 2nd. And let us go to a spokesperson from the Illinois Board of Tourism. Daniel Thomas is with us. Daniel, how are you this afternoon?
I'm really great. Happy holidays. It's good to be with you on Thankful Thursday.
Well, yes.
And Daniel, I was amazed to find out that this is the first time ever a float from Illinois has been in the Rose Bowl Parade.
It is. Obviously, a holiday New Year's tradition out here in Southern California, 134-year tradition. And we just thought this was the perfect opportunity as we continue to tell the story of Illinois, not only on a national but a global stage.
So what happened first? The new campaign to raise awareness about Illinois being the middle of everything, or the decision to go to the Rose Bowl? Because that's quite a commitment. It's a lot of flowers. It's a lot of money, a lot of hours.
It is. We've been working on this for over 6 months. And, of course, Jane Lynch, our ambassador, our own Illinoisan, has been a great ambassador telling the Illinois story across the country. But, you know, California, we've seen double-digit growth from inbound tourism into Illinois from California. So this really gave us an opportunity to look for other creative, inspiring, traditional ways to tell a broader story, not just of Chicago, our crown jewel of the city of Chicago with world-class attractions, but actually tell a seasonal story and to tell unknown stories. You know, travelers are taking their time choosing destinations. It's very competitive out there at the moment. And for us, it was an opportunity to just tell the complete Illinois story and the diversity of a state that has all year round.
All right. Give us an idea of what this big old float looks like as it represents the entire state, not just Chicago. First of all, how big is it?
So it's 55 feet long, 24 feet tall,
wow,
and 18 feet wide. So this float is absolutely incredible. And it starts with the Garden of the Gods. So we start in Southern Illinois and Trails to Adventure. We not only have live trees, we have hot air balloons floating above the Garden of the Gods with those majestic views. We have a real waterfall, which also represents Starved Rock, and of course all of the beautiful river towns, whether it be the mighty Mississippi along the western side of the state, whether it's Lake Michigan, the Chicago and Illinois rivers. We have a canoe. Somebody will be canoeing along the water.
I love this.
I know. And, you know, and this is one of the things we've been able to bring to life some of our state pride here. So we, you know, bald eagles are flying over above our float. We've got the monarch butterfly. We've got the violet and the cardinal. And, you know, you think about as you get to sort of central Illinois, Lincoln's tomb and that famous bust that you can rub Lincoln's nose in Springfield, Illinois for good luck, as so many tourists like to do. And so Lincoln's leading the way. We've recreated the Centennial Wheel at Navy Pier. And as we sort of get into Chicago and beyond, you know, the beginning of Route 66. So, of course, you know, a lot of people have Route 66 on their bucket list.
Sure.
The connection, obviously, as it finishes in California, but it starts in downtown Chicago right outside the Art Institute.
Daniel, let me bring in from our newsroom, Steve Bertrand. Steve, you want to jump in?
Hey, Daniel, a couple of questions. First, you sound like you're from downstate. I don't know what part of Illinois.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Yes. What is this costing? I would imagine that's public record what it costs to place a float in the parade, and how will you measure success?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it is public information, and our investment in this initiative is about $535,000. That not only includes our participation in the event, but the production for the float. And, of course, remember, this is broadcast nationally across the country on both ABC and NBC. In addition to that, after the live parade, we go into Float Fest. So right after, all the floats pull into Pasadena High School, and then we activate for 2 days, where over 55,000 locals right here in Pasadena come through and get their close-up opportunities with the float. We'll have Big Lincoln activating. We'll have magazines. We've developed over 105 itineraries to support a lot of these stories. So to your point around measuring metrics, there's a lot of things that go into our marketing mix. And so it's not just about brand awareness, but it's also about the publicity value. Obviously, yourselves and others helping us tell the Illinois story. But again, we've seen double-digit growth. So we're really responding to a market and deploying in a market that we know ROI is there. We know average tourism spend is there. And we see incremental lift happening at a faster rate than the rest of the country. So we'll continue to monitor that like we do with all of our marketing mix, and looking forward to bringing more Californians to Illinois.
How
many flowers are on this float, this amazing float that has Lincoln's tomb and waterfalls and eagles and how many flowers?
I'm so pleased you asked that question. You know, I'm here at Phoenix Decorating Company in Pasadena. We've just started to move, so we're on day two of a day three decorating. All the roses have just been moved next to the float. There's nearly 30,000 roses and flowers that are going to be fixed to our float. And we have over 22,000 volunteer hours working on our float. I just had a lovely conversation with a lady, one of our volunteers. They actually drove in for Vermont and requested to work on the Illinois float. One other lady here was in tears because her husband is a hot air balloon operator, and they actually got their balloon made in Illinois. And so when they found out that we were in the parade, they came from Burbank, and they've been here for 3 days helping as part of the volunteer team.
Well, this is really exciting. Illinois is going to be well represented, the whole state of Illinois, not just Chicago.
Is there any chance at all that the float would wind up at the Chicago Auto Show in February? That'd be kind of cool.
It would be.
It would be kind of cool. You know, we've had a lot of requests for this, and I have to say that it's not until you actually walk into this warehouse and start to see the countless hours and detail that's going into this, that, yes, we would love to be able to preserve it and have it on display. We've had a lot of requests, so who knows?
Well, this is mighty exciting, Daniel. It's a pleasure to meet you and to talk about Illinois, the middle of everything, with the first time Illinois is represented, and this being the 134th Rose Bowl Parade. Well, have fun. Don't work too hard, and we'll look for you on Sunday.
We'll be watching.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.